new deadline for submission of Reggae Month events. We look at that and more in this edition of Tourism Roundup, where No Jamaica feature is also part of the program. I'm Camilla Guffey. Stay with us. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment has extended the deadline for submission of new and existing entertainment events to be endorsed under the Reggae Month It's Kingston for February 2015 calendar. The new deadline is Wednesday, September 10. If you're hearing about Reggae Month It's Kingston for February for the first time, you might be wondering, what exactly is it? Entertainment Director in the Ministry Tafari Burns explains.
The initiative is aimed at promoting the activities around reggae music and the legends of reggae music. One of the other aims of the initiative is to expose Kingston as the creative city. So we'll also use reggae and the celebration of reggae as an attractor for Kingston during the month of February, which is normally the low season for Kingston.
You do not get cash in hand by being included in the Reggae Month calendar of activities. That may not sound like so good news, but that's until Senior Director of Entertainment in the Ministry, Gillian Wilkinson McDaniel, explains that what you actually get can lead to more than just a one-off cash payment.
This project is actually being marketed through JTB and all of the marketing push that comes through JTB. So it will have international promotion both in North America and in UK, in our diaspora markets. The value is to have your event being marketed and promoted internationally and locally by us.
I must also note that there's no cost attached to the application process. Now that we understand all of that, if you're interested in having an entertainment event added to the 2015 lineup, you have just about a week left to make your submission. But first, here are some bits of important information you'll need to know beforehand. Events must be held during the month of February. The event must be held in Kingston and St. Andrew, and it must be reggae-related or feature another musical art form typical of Jamaica. If your event meets those requirements, you can then move on to the application process. Here's how that's done. To apply, organizers are required to complete and submit two original copies of the Reggae Month It's Kingston for February endorsement form. The form can be found on the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment's website at mot.gov.jm/entertainment. Submissions must be typed and returned to the first floor lobby at the Ministry, 64 Knutsford Boulevard, Kingston 5, or emailed to entertainment@mot.gov.jm. Remember, the submission period closes Wednesday, September 10, so you have to act now. We love Jamaica. In keeping with our theme, we look at reggae music in our No Jamaica feature. The word reggae is believed to have been coined in Jamaica around 1960. It is most easily recognized by rhythmic accents known as the skank on the offbeat, usually played by guitar, piano, or both. Reggae was the direct descent of rocksteady, but it's reported that most Jamaicans did not like the name, and thus an artist by the name of Morgan used his organ and guitar to create the first reggae rhythm. Bob Marley and Peter Tosh, as well as Jimmy Cliff, Toots and the Maytals, Steel Pulse, Lee Scratch Perry, Dennis Brown, and Black Uhuru are some of the first reggae artists. The first reggae album was called Do the Reggae by the Maytals. It was released in 1968. The first disc jockey to make reggae rhythm records was Rudolph Roddy Redwood in 1967. Robert Nesta Marley, better known as Bob Marley, is known as the father of reggae.
Reggae music is a music I and I create. Not me and you, that means out of the same heart that I come from. Now this music deals with a reality that I have that has never yet been told, you know. The youth them tell it through music and them choose reggae music.
That's where we end our journey on this edition of Tourism Roundup. Until next time, I'm Camilla Guthrie. One love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.